broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Getaway Friday, February the 24th, 2023. 13 minutes past the hour. 2:24:23. Hope you're having a great time, whatever you're doing, on this Getaway Friday. And boy, I'll tell you, you know it's February when yesterday we have the warmth and sun and almost 70 degrees. And today, you know, it's not horrible outside, but the temperatures certainly have fallen off a little bit. But that's okay. We've got giveaways that we're going to do here today, and I want to remind everybody that I'll be on the air through 1 o'clock this afternoon, so you do not want to turn away from this station at all. We've been giving away a large one-topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza all week. And by the way, if you have been one of the winners, or maybe you'll be the winner today, we are going to give away another large one-topping pizza. Neighbor's Pizza's telephone number is 740-382-6595. They are open Wednesday and Thursday from 4 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday 4 to 10:30 p.m., and Sunday 4 to 8 p.m. Now that telephone number again for Neighbor's Pizza, 740-382-6595. And if you have won a pizza this week, all you have to do is call them. They have your name over there. And if you won one of the root beer floats from Stewart's, all you have to do is go over there, and they will take care of that for you. They have your names as well. So that is how that is all going on today, this Friday, February 24th, 2023. Now, as we discussed in hour number one, and I thank all the birthday wishes from the listeners who called in, it is my birthday, and when it comes to a birthday, you want to have people on the program that day who seem like family, and who you have watched for a long time and enjoyed. And without question, one of my favorite guests over the last few years, anytime something of note is going on or we lose somebody of note who he knew, and he knew a lot of people, most recently Barbara Walters, it's just great to have them on. He's been so kind to me over the years, and for him to come on for 15 minutes today on the day of my birthday is just a pleasure on my behalf. You probably remember him best for his stints as White House correspondent for ABC News, or maybe co-host of the hit primetime news magazine in the top 10 for so many years, Primetime Live, or the great Sunday morning program This Week with Sam and Cokie Roberts. Of course, I speak of Sam Donaldson. Sam, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, and happy birthday, Scott, and how old are you?
42.
When do you get to be 89? You've got a long way to go, my son. Long way.
You know, Sam, when birthdays come up, how do you like them? Do you dislike them? What do you make of birthdays?
I don't spend a lot of time worrying about it, and I don't spend a lot of time doing anything. With a few friends and a big party or something, you know, two or three or four couples at the most. And they're very kind to me, and the people are not kind to me, I don't invite, all right? And we just talk about and reminisce quite a bit because, well, many of them, most of them are younger than I am. They're of a certain age, and we can talk about Watergate, or we can talk about, well, even John F. Kennedy. But birthdays are not something that I dread. It is a biological necessity, and the longer you can keep going healthy enough to enjoy life, well, the more I want to do that.
You know, Sam, when you were in your 40s, did you ever think you'd make it to your late 80s?
Well, no, I didn't even think about it. I mean, it didn't occur to me. I guess the central question that many people ask is, when did you realize that you are going to die? Well, different people realize it or accept it or what have you for at a certain age. I just never thought about it until I was 10 years ago. I thought, well, yeah, it's going to happen, and so far so good, and what can I do to maybe give it another 2 years or 3 years? But you don't think about it, I think, when you're young. In fact, you don't think that you'll ever die.
When you get to a point in your eighth decade, late in your eighth decade, when you look back on it at this point, do you ever go, wow, what a life it's been?
Yes, I've been extremely lucky. Now, yes, I was when good luck came along, good opportunities, fortunately I was prepared enough, with a background enough, to make something of that opportunity. But if I just had to do it on my good looks and my smartness, we wouldn't be talking here today. And it's been quite a life. I've had a few downs, just like anyone. I've been fortunate in not having the really profound depth-type downs where life is really hit you in the head, quite often because of your own doing, but it doesn't matter. So I've been very fortunate in that respect. I lost my mother when she was 93, and while I grieved that she was gone, I love that woman, it wasn't the same as when people lose contemporaries, like their loved ones, their mates, their spouses, their children. I think I've heard from some friends who've had the terrible experience that the worst thing in life is to lose a child.
Mm. I don't know how anybody, I guess you have to go on, but boy, that would be tough.
Yeah, well, but you do. That's the thing, that's the problem. You learn over a period of time what you're made of from the standpoint of when a real adversity comes along. Do you give up? Do you say, well, okay, I tried, I couldn't do it, and then you sort of become a hermit or a has-been in the sense that you're no longer trying to be in the game. Well, you can't do that. If you do that, you're cheating yourself, but if you have anything to offer, you're cheating the people that you might help with whatever you do. So you have to just get up. It's that song from high society, you know, poor Blanche finished, she fell down in the avalanche but got up and finished fifth. Well, that's what you got to do, and also try to finish first. Jimmy Carter, of course, is in hospice at the moment, and the news is not terribly good as far as he'll ever get out of it. But one of the things I recall from my days with him and from the time I've known him is he's not the kind of person who says, if someone gives him a job or he sees a job, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try. He says, I'll do it.
Mm.
And then, of course, he fell short in some ways when he tried. But if you start out crying, well, okay, I'll do my best, sir or ma'am. You're not the person I want with me on my team. I want somebody who says, yes, yes, indeed, we can do it, I can do it, and then set out and try to do it.
You know, it's interesting. I think about Jimmy Carter being in hospice at 98 years old, oldest living president and oldest lived president in the history of our country. But years ago, your friend and mine, Helen Thomas, I'll never forget the story, and I don't think it ever made print. We've talked about it, though, when she got into trouble when she was in her early 90s with the comment about Palestine and Israel and lost her job. It was very hard on Helen, and a lot of people who had been her friends, her book publishers, people abandoned her, the people she worked with. And I went and did that first interview with Helen Thomas after she was fired, and I'll never forget, I don't think she said it on the air, but she told me the only two people who called her were Sam Donaldson and Jimmy Carter.
Well, I appreciate being in the same company with the former President Carter, and of course Helen was a dear friend of mine. But when your friends get in trouble, even, let's take one of the worst cases you can imagine. Think of the parents of some young man who has taken an AK-47 or a 16 and killed a number of people in the theater or a club or something like that. What do you do? Throw them out? Throw in the wolves? No, you try to help them the best you can, not to, in the case of the terrible example I gave, condoning the action of your sons or your good friends, but you help them through it because you don't abandon your friends. It's the old business. When times are good, everyone loves you. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, well, you're so wonderful. Well, you fall in hard times, so where are they? Well, a few, and maybe two, okay?
Yeah. Two, in the 5 minutes we have here, Sam, there are two things I want to talk to you about. One kind of fun and one not so fun going on right now. But I was thinking about birthdays when I was driving in this morning, and one of the birthdays that you were involved in was a fun moment. We just recently lost Barbara Walters at the age of 93, and you were on and gave a lot of people love that interview, those intimate remembrances of Barbara Walters as a person. And I remember 1 year on The View, on Barbara's birthday, they liked to surprise her. They would give this cake, and somebody would jump out of the cake.
Oh, yeah.
You did that 1 year.
Yeah, they asked me to do this, and I'm thinking of that movie, you know, where what's her name? Names jumps out of a cake, and there's the guy. So they wheeled in the cake, and I think it was a surprise to Barbara. And all of a sudden, from the top, it opens, and here I am. The monster himself jumps out of the cake. Now, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I had some sense of decorum. I had some sense of trying to have an image that wasn't just one of a clown. But I would do that at that point. Again, that's the other side of what you do for your friends. If they want you to put on a silly hat and come and, you know, blow a whistle, do it.
Well, and just to make note, other people who did that, Geraldo Rivera, Regis Philbin, her own daughter did it 1 year, Tom Selleck, a lot of people did that, so you were in good company when it came to jumping out of that cake. The other thing, Sam, I want to talk to you about before we depart on this day is, boy, I'll tell you, we've got problems here in Ohio right now in East Palestine, all over the news, this toxic spill. The governor was on the town hall the other night on CNN, said he would spend a night there. The citizens are angry, getting sick. Pete Buttigieg, I think, gave a press conference there this morning. Aaron Brockovich is going there this afternoon to hold a town hall in the high school gym. Do you have any thoughts on this thing going on in East Palestine that's become a national story?
Well, Emma, we're talking about the train, right?
Yeah, the train.
Okay, well, I just have to make certain that I know what the subject is. Well, I have the thoughts that quite clearly evidence isn't all in, but we have testimony already on the record from railroad workers that they suspected there was a problem, an endemic problem, in the way those trains were being run, and they say, some of them, that they reported it to management and said, we got a problem here, and that management ignored it. I'm not taking a side and saying, well, I know the truth, because I've heard a little testimony, but I think it's quite clear, and I think Buttigieg is right when he talks about tightening up on railroad regulations. I'm for the free enterprise system. I'm for capitalism with all its evils and the problems. But it works really well and best when there is good regulation of the capitalists. If you just say to the big boys with a lot of money who say we're creating the job, well, do it any way you can. And if you run a railroad, and we expect you to do it right, but you're not watching them. You're not fulfilling the commitment to the general population, and you're not doing any good to the capitalistic system, because the more things like that happen, the more people, young people in particular, decide that the capitalistic system doesn't work at all, and we should try something else. What, communism? That's a failure. I like what we've got, but we must, in almost every air transportation, you've seen some of the problems there recently. You got to keep a tight rein on the people running the companies and the people who are operating the great companies that we depend upon in capitalism, or you have big problems.
You know, Sam, just a quick follow-up to that. You know, everybody's pointing a finger at this point. They're pointing a finger at the people who own the company. They're pointing a finger at the governor. They're pointing a finger at the administration, Biden's administration. A lot of fingers being pointed by a lot of different people. At some point, is it about the people here? They're getting sick and they're living there.
Well, obviously, it's always after the fact when you had to jump up and help people rather than before the fact, so you avoid the problems that then beset people. But for the people of Palestine, the people who now are experiencing problems they thought they would never have to experience, everything has to be done to help them. Everything has to be done to do that. And as to pointing the fingers of blame, there's an old saying, if I point my second finger at you, I have three fingers, of course, in that way, curled back pointing at me. So people who love to point immediately blame, and particularly if you don't have all the facts, you don't yet have all the evidence in. Oh, well, I know whose fault it was. Is this the governor's fault? Or is this? They're wrong, because often you find out you have pointed a finger at the wrong person or the wrong problem solver, and you better regret it, because you need the right people who still are working to try to find what went wrong.
Sam, I can't thank you enough for calling in on this birthday, and I want to say this before I let you go, because I was thinking about this when I was driving in this morning, too. You have been so good to me to come on, and I hope it doesn't stop anytime soon, because it's great to get your take on things that are going on in the world. But when I look at journalists, because I am fascinated by journalism in general, I think we all are who are in it, you know, the more and more I watch people, I'm not saying everybody's got their own style, but it's hard to ask a tough question because you're not loved. People will get angry with you. They might shun you. It's a weird business to be in a way. And every question you ever ask anybody, whether it was on Primetime Live or in the presidential press conferences when the world is watching you, you never pulled a punch. And you know what? That is tough. And that's why I think Sam Donaldson endures. And you've always had a great sense of humor as well. So it's just can't thank you enough, Sam. You're the best.
Well, I thank you. And I what you said is okay, except to say the questions, unless they're just off the wall, never hurt anyone. Never hurt a president. Never. It's the answers that are the problem for these people. So the questioner better ask the right question and say, why did you steal the money, rather than, oh, my goodness, we understand why you steal the money. You're such a nice guy. Okay, Scott, happy birthday.
Thank you, Sam. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, legendary newsman Sam Donaldson. Hey, happy birthday from Sam. Not too bad on this Getaway Friday. All right, does anybody have anything to say about East Palestine? 740-383-9944. I got to remember where I am this morning. I'm in the office. We shouldn't have any phone problems today. 740-383-9944. You know, Sam Donaldson, again, no matter what you feel about him, and I know everybody's got their opinions on every guest, Sam has always been good to me. He's a very, very, he's a guest who will come on short notice. He will give you his opinion at this point in his career, but he's also got a journalist background. He knows these stories. He covered Jimmy Carter. He covered Ronald Reagan. He covered Bill Clinton. He's interviewed Donald Trump. You know, he's been around the block, so he knows what he's talking about. We thank Sam Donaldson for joining us. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And we do have a pizza to give away here this morning to Neighbor's Pizza. Again, Neighbor's Pizza, telephone number 740-382-6595. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 4 to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 4 to 10:30, and Sunday, 4 until 8. Now, we're going to do it the same way we've been doing it all week, if I can get a paper here to write down names. You can enter as many times as you like. And again, if you have won, it doesn't mean you can't win again. Or if you do win and just want to play along, you can always pass your gift on to the next person. We could draw your name and then pass it on to somebody else. So let's get underway here. We have a Family Feud question from last week that we did not finish. There's one answer left. So let me run this down before we start taking calls here. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Now, here's the answers we've already got. We got the cat, the leash, the collar, the food, the bowl, his bone, clothes, bed pillow, favorite toy, and there's one answer left. What is that one answer? 740-383-9944. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Now remember, we've got the cat, we've got the leash, the collar, we've got the food bowl, we've got his bone, we've got his clothes, we've got the bed and the pillow, we've got the favorite toy, and there is one answer left. Does anybody know what that one answer is? And remember, we're going to do a drawing this morning for the large pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, 740-383-9944. And again, I'm on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now here, when I'm at the office, and again, remember the office number is 740-383-9944. When I'm at the office, if it rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. And we may have another root beer float from Stewart's to give away as well. So we could have that. So we could have another root beer float. We could have a, well, we know we have a large pizza from Neighbor's Pizza. So there are prizes to give away this morning. And again, if you just want to play along, feel free. But this category is left over from last week, and boy, we still don't have that last answer. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. The cat, the leash, the collar, the food bowl, his bone, clothes, bed and a pillow, favorite toy, and one answer left on the list. What could that final answer be? It will get you entered in to win a prize here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anybody out there with the final answer? What game show did they used to say final answer all the time? Wasn't that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Final answer. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. The cat, the collar, the food, his bone, clothes, his bed and pillow, favorite toy, one answer left on the list. Does anybody know what it is? And remember, we are at the office today giving away a large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza, large one-topping pizza, and possibly a root beer float to Stewart's Root Beer. We'll see how that goes as the morning progresses. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is anybody even going to venture a guess this morning? I know this is tough. When it gets down to one answer, it's very tough to get the answer in these categories. Now, it's kind of a trick question when you think about it. We'll take the call here and come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's owner.
You know, not his owner, but that's a good guess. Not his owner, but certainly not a bad guess there this morning. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. The cat, the collar, the food, his bone, his clothes, his bed, favorite toy, and one answer left. What is that one answer? Not his owner. 740-383-9944. Remember, I am in the office today. So if you call in and get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. And if you have one, it does not disqualify you from winning. We don't have any policy like that right now. And we will be giving away another large pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, one-topping pizza, and possibly another root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer, which I can tell you are very, very good. Although I did not have a root beer float last night, I had a lot of fun. And I could see a lot of people ordering a lot of root beer floats with the weather so nice last night. But you know what? To be honest with you, you don't really need nice weather to have a root beer float. Root beer floats are just good all the way around. All right, we're going to have to put our thinking caps on for this one. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. The cat, the collar, the food, his bone, clothes, bed, favorite toy, and one more answer. What is that final answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. My goodness, what could the answer be? It's a hard one. Go ahead, caller.
His girlfriend?
Not his girlfriend. Good guess.
Okay.
Not his girlfriend, but certainly not a bad guess, to be sure. My goodness, what could the answer possibly be here? If your dog, you know, next category, we'll probably get a ton of answers right off the bat, but when it comes down to the final answer, it's very tough. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. The cat, the collar, the food, his bone, clothes, bed, favorite toy. One answer left. What is that one answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is our final answer here today? 37 and a half minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, Friday, February the 24th, 2023. 2-24-23. 38 minutes past the hour here. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Well, we've had his owner guest today. We've had his girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it would be, significant other guest. That's not on the list. One answer left. We had a lot of good answers. There were eight in this category. We had the cat, the collar, the bowl, his bone, clothes, bed, toy. One answer left. If you were a dog and you ran away, what would you need? But I guess also the trick part of this is what would you be surprised that the dog took? Go ahead, caller.
His vet.
Not his vet, but a good guess. Not his vet, but certainly not a bad guess there either. Not his vet. But you know, it's always good to have your health in good shape, so why not take your vet? If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised that he took with him. Now remember, we're going to be giving away a large pizza, one topping, to Neighbor's Pizza. 740-382-6595. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 4 to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 4 to 10:30. Sunday, 4 to 8. So not bad there. And possibly, by 1 o'clock today, a root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer. If we get some entrants here up until 1 o'clock today. If your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. So it has to be something you'd be surprised about. You're surprised that he would take this item with him. The cat, the collar, the bowl, his bone, clothes, bed, favorite toy. One answer. You know, this is an item that, you know, it's a funny category because, you know, a lot of these things are obviously things that dogs could not take with them. But I guess if we were to run away from home, human beings, there are certain things that we would want to take away from home. I guess I'll give you that hint on this one since we've had this category going for a while. If we were going to run away from home, what would be something that we would need to take with us? I think maybe that fits this category in a way, because if your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. Now, I guess we'd be surprised that a dog would take this with him, but we probably would not be surprised that a person would take this item with them if they ran away from home. Now again, the answers are the cat, the leash, the food bowl, the bone, the clothes, the bed, the favorite toy, and what? Go ahead, caller.
Money.
Money! You know, that was a difficult answer, I thought.
It was.
I'm glad we got to it. Thank you! All right, so we get Charlene in the competition here. It was money. I thought maybe that hint would help. It's kind of hard because obviously a dog cannot take money with him, but it was on the list. So if your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took with him. It's the cat, the leash, the food, the bone, the clothes, the bed, the favorite toy, and money. All righty. And I think we have another call coming in here. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a suitcase?
Not a suitcase, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not a suitcase this morning. Ended up being money here this morning. Let's move on to the next category. What do we got going here now? Next category has 9 answers, I believe. 9 answers. 9 chances to get in here on the pizza and the root beer float. Name something you keep in your car just in case. Now, this should get us a lot of answers. Name something you keep in your car just in case. 9 answers on the board. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza coming up here. Root beer float from Stewart's, possibly. Go ahead, caller.
A blanket.
A blanket. Let me see here. You know, no blanket on the list, oddly enough. No blanket on the list here today, oddly enough. Name something you keep in your car just in case. All right, go ahead, caller.
I bought a first aid kit.
First aid kit, absolutely. Number 3 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
First aid kit comes in at number 3 on the list. Name something you keep in your car just in case. All right, go ahead, caller.
Jumper cables.
Jumper cables. Let me see here. Yes, number 6 on the list is jumper cables. Thank you.
Okay.
Jumper cables show up at number 6 on the list here today. Name something you keep in your car just in case. First aid kit and jumper cables. Go ahead, caller.
She just said my answer. Let me take just a minute. I was going to say maybe I should call back. I can't think right now.
Call back when you get it. Yeah, here at the studio, we're lucky because the phone will ring busy, so we won't have the phone pile-ups like we have had earlier in the week. You can call as many times as you want in the studio. We got the busy signal that you'll get. Go ahead, caller.
Spare tire.
Spare tire. Man alive, I would hope so. Hey, did you make it over to get your root beer float last night?
No, I didn't make it over there. I was out of town, but I plan on getting over there this weekend.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. It was great there last night.
Oh, good, yeah. And I listened to that this morning, the replay of you being there last night. That was pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, I'll tell you, those kids over there are hard working. I got there an hour early and just got to sit and watch them work. What good kids they are. What good employees.
They are. One of the girls that works there, one of the young girls, she works here with me one day a week, so... Yeah, they're really hard workers over there.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks.
And,
go ahead.
Yeah, the reason I said spare tire is I had a flat tire a couple weeks ago, and I'm glad I had a spare tire in the back.
Oh, you know what? Last year about this time, I had a spare tire. I don't remember if I told this story or not. I got a spare tire, I had a flat tire, and I went to get my spare tire, and my spare was flat, too. So you got to check on that.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad luck.
Bad day. Hey, thanks.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right. Oh, yes, that was an awful, awful day. Okay, spare tire, absolutely on the list at number 4. Now, remember, I'm at the studio, so if you get a busy signal, just keep calling back in. You can call as many times as you want and as often as you want when I'm in the studio. We don't have those phone problems we have in other places. Go ahead, caller.
A tire jack.
A tire jack. Let's see here. No tire jack on the list. No tire jack on the list. Spare tire was there. I don't know how you're going to get the car up to put the spare tire on if you don't have a jack, but hey, whatever. Go ahead, caller.
So I'm going to say an umbrella.
An umbrella. Let's see here. No umbrella on the list.
Okay, can I say something? Is flashlight on that list?
Let's see here. Flashlight.
It's not, is it?
No.
You've done this before. You've done this one with the same answers.
Right, but no flashlight on the list.
Yeah, I knew flashlight wasn't. I'm pretty sure because somebody had called that in the other time, and you would think for sure flashlight. So I thought, well, I'm going to say umbrella. And stop it. You've done this, these answers before, too.
Well, I wonder how quick people will get it, then. We've only got three of the nine so far.
Well, I was on the phone all the time. I didn't get to hear your root beer thing. So I just got off the phone, so I'm answering. But, yeah, this one has been done before.
Well, we got another one this morning. So once we get through this one, we'll go to the next one. I don't think we've done the other one before.
Okay.
All right, thank you. You know, we've been on the air so long at this point, about 9 years. We're bound to repeat things from time to time, but, you know, memory's a rough thing. It's hard to remember everything that we run through here. Name something you keep in your car just in case. We've got first aid kit, spare tire, and jumper cables. But there are nine on the list here, so we've only got three of the nine. Six still to go. 13 minutes left this hour, but don't forget, I'll be on the air through 1 o'clock today, so plenty of chances to get in large one-topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza and possibly a root beer float from Stewart's. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say snacks or food.
Food and water, number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
All right, Judy gets in again with food and water. Yes, you might want some food and water if you're going to be stranded out there. Name something you keep in your car just in case. 740-383-9944. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. Go ahead, caller.
Extra clothes.
Extra clothes. Let's see here. Yes, spare clothes, spare shoes. You got it. Spare clothes, spare shoes are absolutely on the list here today. So we've got food, water. Well, we'll come back to this in a second. We got a call coming in. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said road flares?
No, they haven't, and road flares is number nine on the list.
Oh, cool.
Road flares, number nine on the list here today. Food, water, first aid kit, spare tire, jumper cables, spare clothes, a flare. You know, we still don't have the number one answer. Isn't that interesting? Go ahead, caller.
Money.
Money, same as the old dog. Number one on the list. Thank you. All right, Charlene gets in again. Money, that was the number one answer on the list that we had not gotten yet. So far, we've got Charlene in three times. We've got Judy in twice. We've got Sarah in twice, and we've got Ryan in once. But we're going to be adding a lot of people today to get a pizza. Hey, it's the big weekend. Wouldn't you like a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza or a root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer? I bet you would. Go ahead, caller.
An extra cell phone.
No extra cell phone. No extra cell phone on the list here this morning. Name something you keep in your car just in case. We got money, food, water, first aid kit, spare tire, jumper cables, spare clothes, flare. Still two answers left to go. Does anybody know what these final two answers are? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say pen and paper.
No pen and paper on the list.
Okay.
No pen and paper on this current list here today. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on calling back. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about a blanket?
No blanket. Good guess.
Oh, my gosh.
No blanket on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess at all. 51 minutes past the hour here. What's something you keep in your car just in case? All right, go ahead, caller.
A toolbox.
No toolbox on the list.
No.
No toolbox on this particular list here today. A lot of good guesses. A lot of people prepared in their cars, should there be trouble. Name something you keep in your car just in case. 740-383-9944. Now, we've got about 8 minutes left in this hour, but we're going to keep playing next hour, so don't you dare flip that dial. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a Jack.
No Jack on the list.
Okay.
No Jack on the list here today. How about that one? Name something you keep in your car just in case. Money, food, water, first aid kit, spare tire, jumper cables, spare clothes, flare. Still two answers left to go. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
This is a wild guess, but what about like a quarter oil or a gas can or something like that?
You know, gas can, absolutely. You know, number eight on the list, and I'll be honest with you, that's one of the things I always make sure I have in the car, because if you run out of gas, you still got to get gas somehow.
All right, yep, that's true.
Hey, thanks, Ryan.
Yep, thanks.
All right, yes, gas can absolutely was on the list at number eight. So now we're down to one answer here. How about this? Name something you keep in your car just in case. One answer left on the list. I always keep a gas can in my car. Go ahead, caller.
A road map.
Road map is it. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roadmap was number five on the list. All right, so that category is dead in the water now. So right now, the list in full, what's something you would keep in your car just in case? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, it's the same map.
Yep,
got it.
We just finished it. Thank you.
Yeah.
We just finished that category off, so we're going to move on to the next category here because we're going to keep on after the break. We're not doing the drawing at 11 because I'm on through 1 o'clock today, so stay tuned during the breaks because we're going to keep playing here. But all the answers in that category, name something you keep in your car just in case. Money, food, first aid kit, spare tire, map, jumper cables, spare clothes, gas can, and flare. All right. Move on to the next category here. So far, we've got Charlene in 4 times, Judy in twice, Sarah in twice, Ryan in twice. So there you go. But still, a lot of chances to get in today. A lot of chances to have some fun here. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. 8 answers left to go here. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. 8 big answers. 740-383-9944. Something you find on a breakfast buffet. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
Eggs.
Number one on the list, the old eggs. Thank you. Number one on the list, of course, would be eggs. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. Go ahead, caller.
Grapefruit.
Let's see. No grapefruit. I thought you'd say one of those, what do you have, burritos?
Oh, let me keep going until I get one.
Okay, keep going.
Scrambled eggs.
Eggs was one. We already got that one.
Bagels.
No bagels on the list.
Cereal
is the last one on the list. Number 8.
Oh, thank goodness.
You got it. Cereal is number 8 on the list. Absolutely. There we go. Cereal on the thing. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say bacon.
Bacon, number 2 on the list. You got it. Bacon, number 2 on the list. So we've got eggs, bacon, cereal so far. 740-383-9944. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. Still answers left here. Well, go ahead, caller.
Sausage.
Yes, number 3 on the list. You got it. Sausage, number 3 on the list. Still got 4 big answers on the list. 740-383-9944. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say biscuits or bread?
Biscuits or bread? Let's see here. No biscuits or bread on the list.
Okay.
No biscuits or bread on the list. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles or pancakes? No waffles or pancakes on the list. No waffles, no pancakes on this particular list. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. 3 minutes left to go in this hour, but we're coming back next hour. Don't go away. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to say a drink. Do you want me to do a certain one?
Yeah,
I'm not sure, because I've only eaten at one of those places I pick one.
Yes.
I'm going to say orange juice.
Juice. Yes, juice is number 5 on the list.
Okay.
Juice shows up at number 5 on the list here today. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. 740-383-9944. Eggs, bacon, sausage, juice, and cereal are what we have so far. Go ahead, caller.
Yogurt.
No yogurt on the list. No yogurt on the list here today. Now, we're going to go to break here in about 2 minutes, but we've still got the pizza and the root beer float, so you got to come back with us. Go ahead, caller.
How about fruit?
Do you have a certain kind of fruit?
I was going to say like a mixed fruit, oranges and grapefruit and strawberries, muskmelon.
Melon. Yes.
Okay.
Melon is on the list. We got it.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks.
Melon is on the list. Absolutely. We got down to melon. I don't think grapefruit's a melon, so I did not give grapefruit away, but you know, it's called a grapefruit, not a melon. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try coffee.
Coffee, yes, number 6 on the list. You got it. We're down to a minute. Now remember, we're going to break, but come back with us. We're still live, 11:15 until 1 today. So we're going to continue. Get in on the competition. We're giving away a large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza and possibly a root beer float to Stewart's Root Beer. So don't tune away. And we've still got one answer left here. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, let's try milk.
No milk. No milk on the list today. One item still in this category, though. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Hash browns or home fries?
Hash browns are on the list. Number 4. You got it. All right. We're going to break, but we're coming back with more till 1 o'clock. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marion.